Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, we have consistently suggested that to be successful in this business, and I suspect it applies to most businesses, you make promises and then you keep them. But there's another component to this. We may think that we're delivering on the promise, but the best way to make sure is to check with the client to make sure that we are delivering on the promise in the way that they feel like we should be delivering. Yeah, can you talk to that a little bit?
Sure. This is one of the big points of differentiation between our media platform and traditional media. We don't just put out an ad and then just hope that it's effective. Our responsibility as a studio partner or is a consultant with consulting with our clients and holding them accountable in terms of the result that they desire. They're holding us accountable and we're holding them accountable. It has to work together. So we have to check in with the clients to make sure that they are getting what we promised them that they should be getting. And in these check-ins, you have to be professionally confrontive with them in order to hold them accountable to make sure that they're getting the guests that they're supposed to be getting in order for them to be successful. Because if they don't have the right guests, they're not going to be successful. They're not going to get clients. And it's going to be an exercise that's fun to do, but it's not going to be an exercise that's delivering, like Stone says, that green dollar ROI. So we have to hold them accountable to the guests that are coming in there. And if they're struggling to get the guests, we have to help them get the guests if we can. So we have to manage their expectations that this isn't some magic formula. They do, you know, they say they're hosting a show and all of a sudden, or they're sponsoring a show and all of a sudden money appears. We got to manage the expectation. This requires work. You have to be proactive. You have to ask people that you don't know to be a guest. This way you can nip some of these problems in the bud before they become real problems when it's time to renew. And if they're not getting those inbound guest requests yet, you might want to help them either go through your Facebook or your LinkedIn and make some introductions for them. You might have to buy some Facebook ads or some ads to help promote the show on their behalf and use some of the budget that they're spending with you to help them get the word out and to help them get more inbound guest leads. It's critically important. If they do not have the right people in the room with them, they are not going to get the results that you promised them. And then I think as a platform, we have to take some responsibility in helping them achieve the goals that you promised that they would achieve.
So another little side note from Stone here. You know I'm fond of saying that this thing of ours, it works. It always works. It never doesn't work. And that really is the case if you aim it in the right fashion and you're clear about what you're trying to accomplish with the platform. But the other thing to watch out for is you are going to deliver on the promise, particularly if you follow some of these guidelines. And sometimes your clients will forget or not truly recognize that you're the reason the promise got delivered. Sometimes they think it's their charm and their intellect. And I'm not saying that doesn't play a role, but come on, guys. We accomplish so much through our platform, and you don't have to, you know, get in their face about it. But sometimes your clients have to be reminded that, look, the reason you have these relationships, the reason you have this access, the reason you're generating this green dollar ROI is because you have a Business Radio X show.